First of all, it must be remembered that Vice President Biden's contact with the ordinary Kenyan has been very minimal, and his visit is seen in the context of the usual prodding of friends of goodwill to ensure that Kenya remains on the right course in the critical areas of constitutional reform, judicial reforms and economic reforms and general democratization. So at that level, I think that message is not new, but because it comes from a superpower, it does have its own weight. But the ordinary Kenyan in the village and hamlet is unmoved and untouched.
With the urge and the urgency that Vice President Biden encouraged Kenyans to move ahead with the much-needed reforms, do you foresee any push in that directive from the current government?
I think there is a sense in which the current administration is acutely aware that the long-term health of the country, and indeed the survival of the government of national unity, demands that what are described locally as agenda four items, that is reform agenda, must be embraced and embraced intimately. And the Joe Biden and therefore the American prodding is useful in demonstrating that Kenya is in the radar of the international community and must therefore remain on course. And I have no doubt that that message has been received and received well.
Some Kenyans say that it was good for Vice President Biden to be critical of the country's inability to deal decisively with graft. Do you think that with the reforms ongoing, that will be tackled head on?
We have no choice as a country than to deal with corruption as a cancer in our national body politic. Those who in the know will tell you that corruption does contribute negatively to our economy and eats up almost anything between 20% and 25% of the gross domestic product. And that tells you that it is the one thing that stands in our way toward the realization not only of the Millennium Development Goals, but our own Vision 2030. And any friend of goodwill who comes and tells us that we are not dealing with it as firmly and as decisively as we ought to will irritate few, but I think will be received well in the general body of the Kenyan public.
Do you think his presence will have any impact at all in the ongoing reform process?
I don't think that there is anything that is really dramatic. The truth is that the messages from the United States of America, from the European Union, and from other friends of goodwill are always embraced as being critical. But ultimately, I hold the view that the key to Kenya's and indeed Africa's salvation lies with Africans themselves. On a light touch, I think many Kenyans were very irritated by the security arrangements that attended Joe Biden's visit. We are almost strangers in our own Nairobi city. That, I think, was a source of irritation, if one says it on a light note. But on a more serious note, I think that the visit is a clear statement that Kenya is a member of the International Committee of Nations, and that it must conduct its affairs in keeping with the accepted standards of democracy and international socio-economic and political decorum.
Now, what do you think of the constitutional review process so far? And do you see Kenyans overwhelmingly voting for the new constitution, albeit with a different and sharp political views from both divides?
I'm not a Jewish prophet nor the son of one, but I have no doubt in my mind that come the 4th day of August, Kenyans will overwhelmingly endorse a new constitutional dispensation. And the truth is that that, in my view, will be the beginning of the creation of a new Kenya, because that constitution is a bridge to the Kenya that many desire. We'll have our teething problems like every other nation does, but it will be a new beginning, and Kenyans will endorse it overwhelmingly, the new constitution.
As a constitutional law expert, are you comfortable with the constitutional review process from its inception to where it is now and moving forward?
When historians write, they'll have no choice but to say that never in the history of independent Africa has any country involved so many of its population in the process of constitution making. And I believe that the people have been consulted to the extent that is humanly possible. I believe that the constitution as proposed does capture the spirit of the people of Kenya. Some people will grumble, and that is the nature of democracy. But ultimately, the minority will have their say, but the majority will have their way. This is a constitution that I can live with.